This is Bird Note. Every spring, one of the most musical and complex bird songs on the continent rings forth from the sagebrush of the Columbia Basin in Washington State. The Brewer Sparrow, a migratory songbird that winters mostly in western Mexico, returns in April to the sage. Sagebrush habitat, often called shrub steppe, is a common landscape of the interior West. However, each year, more and more of it is being cleared for irrigated crops and development. The diminutive Brewer Sparrow shares its nesting habitat with other fancy singers, like the long-winded sage thrasher and the melodic Vesper Sparrow. All three of these birds are sandy brown in color, blending so seamlessly with their surroundings that only a sharp eye can pick them out. Yet even among this accomplished company, the Brewer's song stands apart. While most birds offer a melody, the Brewer's sparrow seems to perform an entire aria. Find all our episodes and a lot more information about birds at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mary McCann.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Siobhan, and you are listening to my open mic today. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-2573. That's 778-782-2573. Welcome back, everyone. I hope you're having a wonderful Thursday so far. I think we're just going to get right into some tunes, but hope everyone is surviving exam season, if that's where you're at right now as a student. If you're not, if you're just chilling, I hope you're enjoying the nice weather we've been having. It feels like summer already. Hopefully I'll serve up some good summer tunes, get you in the mood for that time of year. I know it's only April, but it feels much later already, I feel, compared to other years. So first up, this is Miniature Overture by the kind of electro pop artist Sunflower. That's Sunflower spelt without the O or the E. They are coming to Vancouver pretty soon, I think in May, I want to say, like end of May. So check them out if you enjoy this song. This is Miniature Overture from their new album, Heard It in a Dream. Please enjoy.
Thank you. of me. You know say of me.
Hello and welcome back. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Siobhan and thank you for tuning into my open mic today. So what you just heard there was Line Back 22 by Saya Gray from her new album Saya, all caps. A pretty great album. There's a lot of amazing songs on there, so be sure to check her out. She's a Japanese-Canadian artist based out of Toronto. And her story is pretty cool, actually. She got kind of like She started just playing bass in a bunch of bands around Toronto, and then she ended up playing for Daniel Caesar for a while there, and I guess that's kind of how she got discovered, and then now she's like a super successful solo artist, which is pretty awesome for her. Then before that, you heard Alaska by Mia Follick from her new album Erotica Veronica. I'm a huge fan of this album. I found it through CJSF, through our library here, but that whole album, there's a lot of really great, like, indie pop, folk pop tunes, so be sure to check her out. She's also coming to Vancouver and playing the Billetmore Cabaret. I think that's how you say that. She's playing that on May 15th, I want to say, around then. You can still get tickets, not crazy expensive either, I checked. So be sure to check her out. I've heard she's really good live as well. And then before that, you would have heard the more electronic-y track, Miniature Overture by Sunflower from, I think it's a guy, his new album, Heard It in a Dream. So moving straight along, we've had a lot of good new music out recently. I've got a few songs that my friends have kind of been putting me on as well. So this one's called Strokes by Ovlov. They're kind of an indie rock band. I think they're from Chicago. I feel like a lot of these bands end up being from Chicago because it's a certain style of music that one of my good friends really enjoys and makes us listen to all the time. But this is a great song. I was lucky enough to see them live a couple weeks ago before really knowing too much about them, and seeing them just like put me on their music even more. So this is from their album Buds, which came out a couple years ago. They've just released a whole album of demos as well, which is, it sounds a lot different. It's really interesting to hear the demos compared to what ended up being the final tracks too. It's interesting on how they produced it completely differently. Yeah, but this one here, this is Strokes by Of Love. If it will play for me without an ad, awesome. Here you go, enjoy. All right, welcome back. That was Strokes by Of Love. Please enjoy this next one. This is called Green by the Canadian band Knitting. They're from Montreal, and this is from their album of last year, Some Kind of Heaven.
Yeah. probably get a copy of this videotape here.
Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Siobhan. This is my open mic, and you are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, community radio from Simon Fraser University. So that lovely track you just heard was Gumshoe Bracket Dracula from Arkansas by Youth Lagoon from his new album, Rarely Do I Dream. Very chill, indie pop, kind of nostalgic. There's a lot of childhood tapes mixed into this whole album, which is pretty cool. And he also just played Vancouver recently, so if you saw him, I hope that was awesome for you. I hope you had fun. I don't know. And then before that, before that you heard Green by Knitting, and then before that was Strokes by Of Love. Next up, I'm trying to get a song here called Livia by Cryo Geyser. I'm having a bit of trouble getting it to play, but hopefully it'll work out. Cryo Geyser, I just kind of just discovered them. My friend put me on. They're coming to Vancouver and they're playing with the local band La Lune, I believe on April 28th at The Wise. So check them out. I feel like they'll be an amazing band to see live as well. Get your tickets for that. Here is Livia by Cryogeyser. Yes, it's working. All right, enjoy, guys.